Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Briggs chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Garcia. Garcia fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Garcia. Kelly scores. Allen moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Allen reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharp. Moore reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Briggs moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive towards second. Horta catches it and steps on second to double up Scott. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coluccio. May reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. May moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Bobby Mitchell pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Terry Forster now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Forster, and towards Melton, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field. Coluccio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coluccio. Melton goes all the way around to score. Sharp moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sharp tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.